せーの、
Hello! ようこそタビリンガルポッドキャスト
へ。 Welcome everybody to the タビリンガルポッドキャスト。 Hello!
おやおや？
Hello だよ。
オラじゃない。
もう、It's been like over 2 months、
うん、
of saying オラ。 Now we're saying hello, which means
国が変わりました。
Yes, we're in another country. ってどこよ？
まだアメリカには行ってませんよ。
We're not in America yet.
中米ですけど、唯一英語が母国語という国がございます。
Yeah, I had no idea. But we are in Belize, which is an English-speaking country. ね？
はい。
すごい。びっくりした。
いや、面白いね。
いや、面白い。なんか
実は英語だけどみんなスペイン語もできるんだよね。
I think it depends on the region, but most people speak on either a mix of English, Creole or Spanish.
Creole っていうのがさ、あんまり日本人とかにはよくわかんないんだけど、どういう言葉？
え、間違ってたらごめんなさいなんだけど。
うん、
It's like a mix of like Caribbean native English みたいな。
カリビアンの英語。だから似てはいるんでしょ、英語と。
全然。
え？あ、全然似てない。
It's like a mix of like 元々の先住民っていうかインディアンの人たち、いた人たちともうミックスされたっていう意味なんだよね、多分。
うん、
だからそこからこう奴隷でこう、ウェストインディーズとかカリブ海に入ってきた奴隷の人たちの言語とかを混じってプラス英語の、植民地だったからみたいな、なんかもうごっちゃになった言語みたいなのが、
うん、
大体こう島国の言語をひっくるめてクレオっていう理解です。
うん、
俺は
クレオだとしてもその島によってちょっと違うクレオだったりする。
うん、多分違うと思う。
ひょえ
ー。でもまあWe're in Belize now, and yeah, it's very, depending on where you go, it's different vibes, different language, different people. But we spent most of our time in San Ignacio, which is in western Belize. How did we get there?
まずその前にグアテマラにいたので、グアテマラから、国境を越えれるシャトルバスがあって、それに乗ってやってまいりましたね。
Yes, so we took a shuttle bus from Flores, Guatemala to San Ignacio, Belize.
うん。こんなあっさりと国を変われちゃうんだなっていう。
Yeah, the border is super easy, yeah?
うん。そのシャトルが1人20ドルで、朝6時に出て、もう7時45分には国境にいて、で、その後、ベリーズのサン・イグナシオまでも、午前中には着いたね。12時前に着いてました。ので、あっという間に国を越えて。
で、国境からだって20分ぐらいで。
あ、そんなすぐか。
Yeah.
あ、じゃあもう9時ぐらいにはいたんだ。
Yeah, we were at the hostel at like very early in the morning.
そっか。
It's like 9, yeah. It's before 9, I think.
え、しかもさ、国境で荷物チェックってしたっけ？
してない。
ね、通してないよね、あの
何も通してない。
そう。
Yeah, super easy border.
スーパーイージーでしたね、ここ。
We got our stamps and we entered our 26th country?
Yeah, 25 って書いてますけど。
25th country?
はい。
っていうことですよ。
はい。
It's super hot.
ね、
San Ignacio is super hot and the hostel we found doesn't have any AC、so we were dying for a few days. But、yeah, Belize wasn't、originally in our plans. So、yeah, we weren't supposed to even come here, so we didn't really plan for many days、in Belize. So we only planned for like 3 days.Of which all of it was in San Ignacio.、you know, I don't know what you know about Belize, but when I thought of Belize, I thought of、like diving,、snorkeling, ocean, Caribbean、was my image, but we did none of that.、And instead, we did something called the ATM Caves Tour.
ATM Caves Tour. Hi.
はい、あのキャッシュマシーンじゃないですよ
ね。そっち思いつく感じやけど、
はい、
フルネームなんだかわかる？
Not on the top of my head。
はい、
Do you know？
忘れましたけど、
アクトゥーン、アクトゥーン something、
みんな ATM
ケーブルと呼んでいます。 Yeah. And it's one of the main attractions in San Ignacio、which is like this little town in western Belize, as I mentioned. But、they have a lot of like adventure sports attractions here. A lot of jungle, a lot of rivers. You can go like canoeing and like kayaking and stuff like that. But this caves tour is very, very special. Why?
まず文化遺産でもあり自然遺産でもある、両方に登録されている。
So it's a cult, it's a UNESCO?
UNESCO じゃないかもしれません。
Yeah, it's not UNESCO, right?、はい、But it's a yeah, cultural and natural heritage site、and because of what was found there, which was、it's an ancient Mayan burial site. So it's where they used to sacrifice、people.Among other things, inside this cave.
日本語で言うと生贄ですね。
生贄だね。
うん、
生贄を捧げる神に。
そこで捧げてた。だから決して人が住んでた場所ではないんだよね。
Yeah, it wasn't where they don't think that people actually lived there, but it was a place of、like ritual, sacrificial ritual place for their gods inside this cave. Actun Tunichu Magnal.
はい。
はい。ATM、and what you do on the tour is、you hike through the jungle, you cross like three rivers, you get like a life jacket and a helmet and like a headlight, you cross rivers and you trek through the jungle for like 45 minutes、and then you get to the cave head, which is in the river, and then so you gotta swim into the cave, and the cave itself is absolutely beautiful、like other caves all around the worldBut then you keep going deeper and deeper into the cave. I think he said it was like 5 kilometers、deep.、but we only go towards where the Mayas were going for their rituals.、And there's like this great like opening. We have to get through cracks and we have to like climb a little bit. And then there's like this huge opening where they find all the, where they found all these artifacts of like pots that are like broken and...Then, I guess the main attraction,、human bones.
一人が一人とかじゃなくてね、何体もあって、確か全部で14。で、基本見つかってるのは男の人と子供っていう、今のところ研究結果では出ているらしく、これが私的には面白かったんだけど、あのインカの人たちは女性をこう捧げてたんだよね、基本は、でもここは男性だったから、なんかそこでも文化の違うというか、文明が違うんだなっていう
感じ。なるほどね。
面白かったよね、すっごく。
Yeah, we have no pictures of this place. Because、back in 2012 was it?Obviously this cave has been a big tourist attraction for many years. Back in 2012, somebody dropped their camera on top of a skull and it broke like the teeth of the skull. That's like a you know, it's, I mean, super important artifact.
Teeth
っていうか頭蓋骨じゃん。両方あったよね。And then there's another one where they dropped it on the skull and broke his actual skull
bits. 四角くね、カメラの跡になってたよね。
Yeah, like, how can you be so careless, man? Like, you ruined it for the rest of us.
本当だよ。だからそれがなければ私たちもカメラを持っていけてたんだよね。
Yeah, yeah.
悔しい。
Like, if that didn't happen 10, 15 years ago, I mean, we could have taken pictures of it with ourselves. You know?
いや、それでさ、その途中にさ、壺が何個もあって、壺の置き方が上を向いてる、横を向いてる、下を向いてるっていう。こう規則性を持って置かれてたんだよね、でそれがなんでなのかわからないっていう、今のところまだ分かってないんだけど、これをちょっとね、なんか議論したいよね。
議論したいの？
したくない。だってこれなんでこういう風にしたんだろうっていう。
So yeah, like the artifacts that remain there, a lot of them were pots, and they're all, there's like, there's usually three of them together, one's facing up, one facing sideways, one upside down, and they don't know why. They've left them in this situation. They've left them in the, in that position, and they don't know why or what or how for a lot of things with the Mayan culture.
Right?
So everything is a mystery. Everything is still being excavated. They still haven't done DNA testing. They've done like carbon dating for a few things, so they have a general idea of how old things are, and it's from like, what is it, 600 AD to 900 BC, so about like 1500 years. But then the stuff inside the cave gets older or newer the farther you go or something. But yeah, it was cool. It was like bats flying around, and like we had to like, you know, like float through the water, and like yeah, it was like a lobster and fish, and like, yeah, it was really, really cool. And it was, however, it was pretty expensive for backpackers. It's $115 for, it was the cheapest one we found in the city. But yeah, I think totally worth it for the day. Yeah. And you get lunch.
そうだね。いや、本当にこれちょっと悩んだけどね、値段的に。
Yeah.
でも本当にやってよかった。
But yeah, it was low season right now, so we got a little bit of discount. It was $115. Usually these tours are going for $130, $145, $150 US dollars. But yeah, we got it for kind of cheap. And that's all that we really did in Belize.
はい、たった2日間だけだったので。
はい。We'll talk about Belize, I think, a little bit more in the next episode. In the meantime, please follow us on Tabi Dialing on Instagram and Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Radio Talk.
Tabi.lingual でInstagramもやってるので、そちらを見てみてください。はい。
はい。Thank you for listening.